Just turning 7:32, Grace Park is here now for our different view. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Now, we've just been hearing a little bit about this in our domestic news briefing. Let's go into not just more detail, but a different perspective. With a 24-year-old temporary worker found dead at a power plant in South Chungcheong province due to a machinery accident. And it raises questions about the nature of employment here, as well as basic attitudes to safety. Let's get a little bit more background, Grace, if we can.
Sure. The young man, named Kim Yong-gyun, died when he got caught in machinery during his night shift on December 10th. He had been inspecting the coal conveyor belt zone at Tan Power Station, located in Wonbok, Tan County, in South Chungcheong Province. Kim was hired on September 17th as a contract worker by the Korea Engineering and Power Services, a facility management subcontractor for Tan Power Station, which is operated by Korean Western Power.
So the Hangukilbo was one of the papers to weigh in on this issue.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Hangukilbo began by saying that the fatal accident leading to the death of 24-year-old Kim Yong-gyun was the result of the practice of outsourcing hazardous jobs to temporary contractors. The paper stressed that this was a preventable accident, with the transition from the protocol in which two regular employees are to work as a team to the one-person inspection rounds permitted just for temporary workers. The paper mentioned the accident, which took place at Gui subway station in Seoul 2 years back, when a 19-year-old temporary worker died after an incoming train hit him while he was repairing a platform safety door. The paper mentioned that such accidents were expected ever since facilities management duties were handed over to the private sector through bids by subcontractors. And like other power plants in Korea, Korean Western Power had given the job to a subcontractor that bid too low to allow their employees to work in pairs. Last month, a group called Stop Using Irregular Workers Joint Action for 11 Million Irregular Workers arranged 4 days' worth of events in front of the Blue House, the Prosecutor's Office, and the National Assembly to demand a resolution to the issue of irregular workers, but this issue is still yet to be resolved. The Hangukilbo closed by quoting Kim's worker, Lee Tae-sung, as saying, quote, "During the parliamentary audit on October 18th, we said that workers don't have to be given regular status as long as they don't have to die anymore. And now today, I've lost another co-worker. Please don't let anyone else die," end quote.
A heartfelt plea, right? Mm-hmm. What about the Hangure? What did it weigh in with?
The Hangure started by saying that 2 months ago, Kim Yong-gyun had planned to take part in the events described above and took photos holding two placards, with one reading, "My name is Kim Yong-gyun, and I'm an irregular worker who operates the coal equipment at a coal plant." And the other placard read, "President Moon, I'd like you to meet with us regular workers. We need to get rid of the unfair labor laws, punish those responsible for illegal dispatches, and give irregular workers regular status by hiring them directly," end quote. The paper mentioned that Kim's body had been undiscovered and left alone for hours after the accident occurred, and his life could have been saved if he had a partner to stop the conveyor belt and take appropriate safety measures. The paper said that after the Gui Station accident 2 years ago, various bills like the Occupational Safety and Health Act were proposed, but eventually were not passed by the National Assembly. The paper said that Kim Yong-gyun's parents pleaded, quote, "Why do we have to go through this, and how many more accidents do we have to see? Please, someone tell us," end quote. And the Hangure closed by asking what the government and the National Assembly's response would be.
Yeah, this question of subcontracting work and protecting safety certainly reflected in the papers so far, but it was also really highlighted by Yonhap News Agency.
Mm-hmm. The Yonhap News argued that the long-standing issue of non-permanent irregular workers must be tackled head-on. According to the country's statistics office, 33% of all paid workers were on irregular status, exceeding 6.61 million workers. And even though the first task of the Moon government after coming into office was to eliminate all irregular jobs in the public sector, we're seeing that this task has yet to be completed. The paper said it's important to consider that industry is voicing that transitioning all irregular workers to regular ones would be difficult due to tight labor laws and the rigid labor market conditions. And on top of this, the reality is that small and medium-sized companies, not the conglomerates, are the ones hiring most of the irregular workers. The Yonhap said the government must start by defending the temporary workers and remove all inequalities they face, whether it be working hours or wages. And in this way, the government must create a proper social safety net and strengthen the safety measures for workers, especially in hazardous workplaces.
Grace, thank you very much for the details.
Thank you, Alex.